Nolte, Newsweek quotes parody account to trash Trump's FBI director nominee. By John Nolte on December 3, 2024. The also legendary Newsweek quoted a parody account to trash President-elect Trump's FBI director nominee, Kash Patel. On Sunday night, after the news broke of Joe Biden's obscene pardon for his criminal son Hunter, Newsweek published a reaction piece headlined, "How Republicans and Democrats Reacted to Surprise Hunter Biden Pardon." Unbelievably, a tweet, attributed to Kash Patel's father, was featured prominently under a photo of Kash Patel. Newsweek wrote, "A surprising voice to weigh in on the pardon is Dr. Pashik Patel, father of FBI director nominee Kash Patel." The elder Patel wrote on X that Biden made the decision to pardon Hunter because he was so worried about my son Kashi becoming director of the FBI that he decided to pardon his son, of all crimes. Here's a screen grab of the tweet courtesy of Libs of TikTok. Newsweek has since removed that paragraph and published a correction that only tells half the story. Corrected December 2, 2024 at 8:57 p.m. ET. Corrects to move incorrect reference to Pashik Patel. Newsweek has been around since 1933. And falling for a parody account is a first-month blogger mistake. No one in editorial thought that quote was a little too perfect? A little too cute? A little too easy to be misinterpreted as Kash Patel's own father warning people his son will engage in political persecutions if confirmed as head of the FBI? Sure, we all make mistakes. No question. I've certainly made my share. But here's what I don't do. I don't parade swaddled in the robe of professional journalism and look down my nose at those right-wing upstarts who dare to believe they can also do my lofty and important job. Believe me, Groucho Marx's statement about not wanting to join a club that would allow someone like him as a member is something I understand perfectly. If I can do it, anyone can do it. This is Newsweek we're talking about. How do you miss such an obvious parody account when you supposedly have layers and layers of fact-checkers and a bulletproof editorial process? The corporate media are run by the most unexceptional people I've ever come across. In any other business, from plumbing to flipping burgers to finance, if you screwed up, got it wrong, and lied as much as these losers do, you'd be fired and out of business. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The Biden sharp as attack hoax. The Iowa poll hoax. You can see why the legacy media attracts so many dumb and terrible people. There's no accountability. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.